If you join me in Hebrew study tonight, please open up your Hebrew books to chapter 10. We'll begin with a review of the vocabulary of chapter 10. So let's go to page 82 and just review the vocabulary for this chapter. Remember, the topic of this chapter is word pairs in the plural. A word pair is something of something. Lamb of God, angel of God, King of Israel. Those are word pairs. Now, page 82 will begin in the right-hand column at the top. The first word is Ohel.
Ohel.
Echo me, please. Ohel.
Ohel.
Which means tent, and the little M means it's masculine. So when you conjugate the verbs, you want a masculine form of the verb to go with Ohel. The plural is Ohalim. That's the second word. And then the third word to the left of that is, again, Ohel. But the little dash afterwards means this is the word pair form. You don't actually find that dash anywhere in the scriptures. It's simply an indication in the textbook that this is the word pair form. When you say tent of Abraham, it would use the word pair form. The second word is Zahav. Ekami. Zahav means gold. Again, masculine. The third word is a proper name. It's Yaakov, which is Jacob. Then Ko. Ko means thus or so. In my book, it only says thus, but it's thus or so. The next word is Kohain. Kohain means priest. The plural is Kohanim. And the word pair form is Kohain. The next word down is Kali. Kali is vessel, implement, or dish, something that you serve food in or with. Like we would say a plate or a bowl, it's in Hebrew Kali. The plural is Kalim. And the word pair form is Kali. At the bottom of the list, we have Midbar.
Midbar
is wilderness or desert. It's the same in Hebrew. Wilderness is a desert. They're interchangeable terms. And the Hebrew word pair form is midbar. So they sound the same, but they're actually spelled a little different. The non-word pair form has the kamates under the bait, and the word pair form has the patak under the bait. Only difference in spelling. In the upper left-hand side, we have Makom. Like I lost my comb in the bathroom. Makom means place. Again, it's masculine. Second word is nefesh. Notice the accents on the first syllable. Nefesh. As Ohel was accented on the first syllable in the first column. Nefesh means soul or person, your innermost being. In the plural, nefeshot, the accent switches to the last syllable. Nefesh, singular, nefeshot, plural. And then the word pair form is nefesh.
Could you do the plural for makom?
Plural for makom is makomot.
Makomot.
That Shiva under the first main makes a short slurred S sound, Mekamot. For those of you that are new to the class, out there on the website, there's a URL at the bottom of the card. One of the tabs up at the top says Hebrew Lessons. If you click on that, you can start with Chapter 1, which is the letters, and all the way up to where we are today. So just as a background.
And we can order the book online.
Sure. Amazon.com is a good place. Okay, the third word in the left-hand column is ode. Ode means again, still, another, yet, or more. Any of those words. It's a concept of more stuff, ode. The next word accents the last syllable, ayin. Ayin is the eye that we see out of. And then the plural of ayin is a Nayim.
My
mom
says you accent the first letter.
Of which?
Ayim. Mine does too.
Okay. It's such a short word, it's not going to make much difference. Ayin, ayin sounds the same anyway. Einayim, the normal im ending is a plural ending, but ayim as a plural ending means a pair. So anything you have a pair of, the ending is going to be ayim. You have two hands, yadayim, two eyes, einayim, two feet, raglayim. Anything you have two of is going to have an ayim ending. Ayim means a pair. In a word pair form is ain. Ain. The next word, panim, means face or faces. So it can be singular or plural. The only way to know whether it's singular or plural is look at the verb. If panim is being used as a singular, it'll have a singular verb. But if it's being used as a plural, it'll have a plural verb. The next word is Rachel, like Raquel Welch, means Rachel. And the last word in the left-hand column is sar, which is translated in our English Bibles as prince, but you see it does not mean prince like you and I think of prince. It means commander, chief, one who's in charge of something. In the scriptures, it usually refers to a second-level leader of a nation. But when we hear the word prince, we think of the son of a king. But that's not what sar means. It's a commander or chief. Okay. For those of you that are new, let's go ahead over the principles just briefly on page 82. Underneath the vocabulary, we have a topic that says word pairs in the plural. We've already done word pairs in the singular, the son of man. Here we're talking about things that are plural. And the verb must match the first word of a word pair, whether it's singular or plural. The verb must follow the first word. Okay, let's just now go on to the exercises. We're on page 88, exercise 6, which is the student's most favorite type of exercise, right? Y'all go, It's the substitutionary exercises. So let's look at exercise 6, number 5. And given the level of the class at the moment that we have new people mixing in, let me read the sentence you echo me on each word, okay? So it begins, Hakohanim, Zachru, Ki, Shame, Ben, Avraham, Haya, David, the shame, bought, Avraham, Haya, root, Vagam, Yadu, Ki, Benay, Avraham, Halchu, Ad, Hasha'arim. Let's do that again. Wasn't that fun? Start from the beginning. Hakohanim, Zachru, Ki, Shem, Ben, Avraham, Haya, David, the Shame, Bat, Avraham, Haya, Root, the Gam, Yadu, Ki, B'nai, Avraham, Halchu, Ad, Hasha'arim. Now, starting with Miss Ravanda over here, would you help translate that for me, please? What's Hakohanim?
Hakohanim is the priest.
The priest. Zachru.
Is remembered.
Remembered. Ki. That. That.
That.
Shame Ben Avraham is a word pair string. Three words in a word pair.
Name.
The name of.
The son.
The son of.
Abraham.
Abraham. Good. Haya.
Was.
Was. David.
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 That's not true.
Okay. V'shem bat Avraham. Remember, it's Abraham down the street. Abraham Moskowitz. So it's V'shem bat Avraham. It's a three-word word pair string. What's V'shem? What's the V'a? What's the V'a?
So David.
After David, uh-huh.
After David.
The V'a? The Vav is? And? Uh-huh. Shem bat Avraham.
And the name of the son.
And the name of the daughter.
Daughter, that's right.
It's of?
Of Abraham.
Of Abraham. Hayah?
Was
Ruth. Ruth. Vagam, what is the V'a?
And
Gam. Gam, also.
Also.
Yadu. Yadu comes from Yada.
Also knew.
Uh-huh. And also they knew. Ki. That.
That.
Mm-hmm. B'nai Avraham.
The children.
The children of?
Abraham.
Halchu.
Walked
or went, uh-huh. Odd.
To.
Until or as far as.
Okay, as far as.
Hasha'arim.
The gate.
The gates. Very good. Very good. All righty. So again, the priest remembered that the name of the son of Abraham was David, and the name of the daughter of Abraham was Ruth, and also they knew that the children of Abraham went as far as the gates. Very good. Now, Miss Sharon. Okay. We'll give you a second there.
Okay.
You okay? Letter Aleph is what word?
Sarah.
Sarah or Sarah. Mm-hmm. What personal pronoun would you use in place of Sarah if you had to pick one?
She.
She. Okay, so we have to change the verb zachru, which means they remembered. How do you say she remembered?
Zachra.
Zachra, that is correct. Every other word is the same except the first word on the second line, which is yadu, they knew. How do you say she knew?
Yada'a.
Yada'a. That is correct. Every other word remains the same. Herb, letter Beit, what is your word?
Who.
Who. What does the Hebrew word who mean?
He.
How do you say he remembered?
Who zachar.
Who zachar is correct. How about yad'u? Instead of they knew, how do you say he knew?
Yada.
Yada. That is correct. Karen, letter Gimel, what is your word?
Anachnu.
Anachnu means?
We.
We. How do you say we remembered?
Zacharnu.
How do you say we knew?
Yadanu.
Yadanu. Very good. Becky, letter Dalit, what is your word?
Ani.
Ani, which means?
I.
How do you say I remembered?
Zacharti.
Zacharti. How about I knew?
Yadati.
Yadati. Do you guys want to be called on or do you want to observe?
No.
Okay. That's kind of what I figured, but, you know. You just got to ask. Number 6. Let me read it. If you will echo it for me, please. Bat. Sarah. Yada. Et. Hakol.
All.
Hakol. Velo.
Shama.
Bakol. Ha'av. Velo. Shamra, all, halechem, va'al, hamayim, uvhemot, hasadeh, achlu, et, hakol. Should we do that again? From the beginning. Echo me, please. Bat, sarah, yada, et, hakol, all, hakol, velo, shema, bakol, ha'av, below.
Shamra.
All.
Halechem.
Va'al.
Hamayim.
Uvhemot. Hasodeh. Achlu. Et. Hakol. Excellent. Ms. Ravonda, I made you do the last one, so we'll let this be Sharon's turn.
I knew that was going to happen.
Yay! Translate each word for me. Bat Sarah is a word pair, which means?
The daughter of Sarah.
The daughter of Sarah. Yada.
New.
Et is the direct object marker. There's no translation. Hakol.
Everything.
Everything. All.
About.
Hakol.
Everything.
So she was a teenager. Yes, so she was a teenager. So the first part is the daughter of Sarah knew everything about everything. V'lo shema b'kol. Remember that shema b'kol is an idiom. Remember? What does shema b'kol mean? Means
hear or obey.
Means obey, right. So v'lo shema b'kol.
She didn't obey.
And she did not obey. Ha'av. Ha'av. What's the ha?
The father.
The father. V'lo shamra.
And she didn't guard.
And she did not guard all.
Over.
Halechem.
The food.
The food or the bread, whichever you want to translate it. V'al.
And over
Hamayim.
The water.
Uvhemot.
And the animals.
Hasadeh.
Of the field.
Achlu.
Eight.
Hakol.
Everything.
So the whole sentence is the daughter Sarah knew everything about everything, and she did not obey the father, and she did not guard over the bread and over the water. And the cattle of the field ate everything. Which sounds like a very sad tale. Mm.
Mm. But I read that one to my mother.
What's that?
I'm sorry. I read that one to my mother. Sometimes Hebrew is just funny.
Very good. Letter Aleph, Herb. What is your word?
Yada.
Uh-oh. Yada. They're changing the verb. What does yada mean?
To know or new.
He knew.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't go with bat Sarah.
No.
Because bat is daughter. That's feminine. So the verb would be wrong. So what would you replace the daughter with?
Ben.
Uh-huh.
Ben Sarah.
Ben Sarah, which means?
The son of
Sarah. Then Yadah works. Because that's he knew. And then Shema Bakol has to change to?
I didn't think Shema Bakol.
From Shama Bakol, because Shama is she.
Oh, yes, Shama.
Becomes Shama, right.
I was listening to what you're saying, but I didn't pay attention.
No, right. I gave away the answer in the question, sorry. And then Shamra becomes, how do you say he guarded?
Shamar,
right. So it's Ben Sarah, Yada, Velo, Shama Bakol, Velo, Shamar. Excellent. Becky, letter Beit, what is your word?
Beit is Yadu,
which is?
They.
So you can't say the daughter of Sarah, because that wouldn't be they.
No.
So what are you going to replace daughter with?
Haim.
What would Haim Sarah be?
Oh.
Or are you going to replace the whole Bat Sarah?
I thought.
How would you say the children of Sarah?
Bane Sarah.
Bane Sarah wouldn't be quite right. That would be.
Bane.
Bane Sarah. Bane Sarah means the children of Sarah, or literally the sons of Sarah, but in a mixed gender group in Hebrew, use the masculine. So the children of Sarah, Yadu, would be correct. And then Shema Bakol becomes.
Shamu
Bakol, right? Shamra becomes?
Shamru.
Correct. Back to you, Ms. Ravonda. Letter Gimel. What is your word, please?
Okay, we just looked at this and I forgot it completely.
Okay.
So,
It's Yadot.
Yadati.
Oh, Yadate. Would be Shinu?
Nope. Yadati. Ainu.
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 Okay, Ainu.
So you're going to have to replace Bat Sarah with what pronoun for I? How do you say I? Got two choices. But in Hebrew, please.
Oh.
I know in English it's I. But in Hebrew, please.
Hebrew.
I is either ani or anochi. You got your choice.
Ani.
Okay, you chose ani, yadati. Then how about shama bekol? What? How do you say I heard? He heard is Shema, so it's I heard.
It's Shemot.
Shemati. Mm-hmm.
Shemati.
Right. And Shamra, is she guarded? How do you say I guarded?
Shemarte.
Shemarte, that's correct. Miss Sharon, another Dalit. What is your word, please?
It is Yadata.
Yadatem.
Mm-hmm.
What does Yadatem mean?
It means they knew.
Nope.
No, it means you knew, masculine plural.
Right, you masculine plural, or y'all knew. Hebrew is like Spanish. There's a different version for each of the pronouns. Yadatem means y'all knew, we would say in the South. So what pronoun would you replace Bat Sarah with? Atem, correct. So Atem, Yadatem. Very good. Shama becomes?
Shematem.
Shematem, right. Shamra becomes?
Shemartem.
Shemartem, right. Letter Hey, Herb. Hey for Herb. What's your word?
Yadanu.
Yadanu. So who knew?
We.
We knew. Yadanu. What's the pronoun for we?
Anachnu.
Anachnu. So Anachnu Yadanu. Shama becomes?
Shamanu.
Shamanu, correct. And Shamra becomes?
Shamarnu.
Shamarnu, that's correct. Karen, letter Vav, what's your word, please?
Yadata.
Yadata, what's Yadata?
You masculine singular.
You masculine singular new, correct. So what pronoun would you put in the place of Bat Sarah?
Ata.
Right, Ata Yadata. What do you do with Shama?
Shamata.
Shamata. How about Shamra?
Shamata. Where are we?
Yes, you did Shamata.
Oh, so
now that.
It's Shamar, right?
Right. Shamar becomes.
Shamarta.
Shamarta. Correct. Now on page 89, we come to a tall tale. After the tall tale, on page 91, we actually begin to read the Bible. You have learned enough Hebrew to begin to read the book of Ruth when you come to chapter 10. But first, on page 89, we have a tall tale called in Hebrew, Shlosha Chazirim. Everybody say that. Shlosha Chazirim. Which means three pigs. You can read about them, you just don't eat them.
Say that again.
Shlosha Chazirim. Mm-hmm. Shlosha, three. You've heard of the Shlosh Regalim. Shlosha is just the feminine, Shlosh masculine, or vice versa. When you get to the numbers, they tend to be backwards from what you think they be. But Shlosha is three, and Chazirim is pigs. It says, adapted from the three little pigs. They left out the and they left out the little. So it's just three pigs. Their first vocabulary word that they introduce in this story is shlosha, which is three. Shlosha. Shlosha. If you break it down into syllables, it's sh-lo-sha. But that first syllable is really short, so it becomes shlosha. Okay, one more time. Shlosha. Slower. Sha. Lo. Sha. Shalo sha. Shalo sha.
I'm going to say cold slow.
Fortunately, shalo sha will come up in this story 100 times. So by the end of the story, it's like they told us in Israel. If you don't know how to say good morning, just say brokato. And if it's fast enough, nobody knows the difference. Pig, singular, is chazir. Chazir. Real slowly. Chazir. And plural, real slow. Chazirim. Chazirim. The next word in the vocabulary list is the first pig. So pig, you know, is chazir, the pig, ha chazir. That ha at the beginning is the, ha chazir. And the second word for first is rishon. Rishon. But when it's an adjective describing a definite noun, you have to put the ha in front of the adjective as well. So it's ha-ri-shon. So the whole thing together is ha-chazir, ha-ri-shon. Good. The fourth word in the vocabulary list is grass in English, which is eshev. No. Asev.
Asev.
Asev. Look where the dot is over the sheen.
Asev.
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 There's sometimes a problem when you wear bifocals and words are right on the line. Asev. Mm-hmm. The last word in the list, the second pig, is very slowly ha.
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 Zir.
Zir.
Second word, zir. Ha.
Ha.
She.
She.
Ni. Now quicker, ha chazir, ha sheni. So ha chazir is the pig, ha sheni is the second. Put it together, the second pig. Like Spanish, the adjective comes after the noun that it modifies. And then after the noun, you would have any demonstrative like this or that. That's the order of Hebrew. Spanish and Hebrew have a lot of similarities. On the upper left-hand side, we have eights, which means wood or tree.
That's eight.
Eights.
Like several eights.
Like I ate me some eights. Chicken for dinner.
Eight.
Okay. Eights. Eight. It would, if you were to spell it out, you would spell it a long A T, and an S. Eights. Then we have the third pig, which begins with the pig, ha, cha, zir. And then the third, ha, sh, li, shi. Notice up at the top under tall tail, three is shlosha, third is shlishi. So you can see they're related to each other, but a little different. Under the tall tail up there, that's three. And in the third pick, that's third. Okay. So again, ha chazir.
Ha chazir.
Ha shalishi.
Ha shalishi.
Good. The next one is ruach. Which is an important Hebrew word. Let's all learn this one. Ruach means wind, breath, or spirit. As in Holy Spirit, Ruach HaKodesh. So they don't give you spirit in this list here, but they should. It's just not the way it's used in the story, so they limited the vocabulary. On another day, Biyom,
Acher.
The Ba is in or on, Yom is day, Acher is another. So Biyom Acher. On another day. And finally, Oz, like the Wizard of Oz, means then. Oz in Hebrew means then. Oh, and there's one more at the bottom, centered, is Le'olam, which means forever. Again, Le'olam. There are many ways to say forever in Hebrew. And when you see forever in your English Bible, you need to know which of the Hebrew forevers it is to really understand the duration of something. Le'olam, literally, the la is to, and olam is age, is in the age to come. It's also used as forever. But le'olam, when it's used as forever, means until we come to the new heavens and the new earth. The olam haba. Okay. The age to come.
Oh, that then.
Oz. If I was going to spell it in English, I'd spell it O-Z, like the Wizard of Oz. So echo me, please, on the vocabulary from the top. Ready? Shalosha. Chazir. In its plural, chazirim. The first pig. Ha-chazir. Ha-rishon. Grass. A-sev. The second pig. Ha-chazir. Ha-sheni. Upper left. Eitz. Wood. The third pig. Ha-chazir. Ha-shalishi. The next word, wind, breath, or spirit, is ruach. It looks like rucha, but remember, that's an exception. The vowel comes before the chet at the end, so it's ruach. On another day, b'yom acher. Then is oz. And forever, le'olam. If the Bible means forever and ever, it will say le'olam va'ed, which means into eternity, never to cease. Okay, let's look at the first paragraph in which there are three lines. Herb, if you would read me that first line to the period.
Okay. Bimei.
Bimei.
Hamelachim.
Hamelachim.
Mm-hmm.
Hayu.
Ba'aretz.
Ba'aretz.
Shilosha.
Shilosha.
Hazirim.
Careful, that's not a ha. That's a chet, so chazirim. Right. So what's bimei hamelachim?
In the days of. The kings.
The kings. So that's a word pair. In the days of the kings, hayu.
There were
ba'aretz.
In the land.
Shlosha.
Three.
Chazirim.
Pigs.
Right. Karen, second sentence, please. It's like four words.
Kol.
Ha-chazirim.
Asu. Batim.
Oh, we should make everybody repeat these sentences. So for the first sentence, please, everybody. Bimei. Hamelachim. Hayu. Ba'aretz. Shlosha. Chazirim. And of course I meant let you, not make you. Okay. Second sentence, please. Kol. Ha-chazirim. Asu. Batim. And what does that sentence mean, Miss Karen? What's kol ha-chazirim?
All of the pigs.
All of the pigs. So that's, again, a word pair form. All of the pigs. Asu.
Made.
Batim. Houses. Correct. Becky, the next sentence, which goes to the first word of the third line.
Ha-chazir.
Harishon.
Asu.
Asa.
Bait.
Bait.
Asev.
Ki.
Ra'ah.
Asev. Two syllables.
Bistay.
Hamilech. Excellent. Everybody echo me, please. Third sentence. Ha-chazir. Harishon. Asah. Beit. Asev. Ki. Ra'ah. Asev. Bistay. Hamilech. Sweetheart, what does that mean?
The first pig,
that's Ha-chazir Harishon, Asah.
Made.
Why didn't they use the word built here? Because we haven't learned that one yet, so we have to stick with made. Beit Asev is a word pair.
A house of grass.
Ki.
Because.
Ra'ah.
He saw.
Asev.
Grass.
Bisdei Hamelech.
In the field of the king.
So again, a word pair. Miss Ravonda, the last sentence of number one, please.
Vahu. Yeshav.
Bavait.
Asev.
Mm-hmm. So everybody echo me, please. Vahu. Yeshav. Bavait. Asev. For those of you that are new, the reason I echo everything is because the recorder doesn't always pick you guys up. And people out in cassette tape land get disappointed and they yell at me. I mean, they comment. So what is the va on the who?
And he.
And the who is he? So and he, Yeshav.
Lived or resided.
Bavait Asev.
In a house of grass.
Mm-hmm.
Would it be okay to say he settled in the house of grass?
You could say he settled. You could say he resided, he lived, or he sat. Any of those things work. Yeshav means all those. Now, I'm calling the next paragraph number two, okay? Whose turn is it to read a sentence? Sharon.
Ha-chazir.
Ha-sheni.
Asah.
Beit.
Eitz.
Ki.
Haya.
Ad. Eitz again. Yep.
All yad.
Ahole. Remember, hataf kamates makes an O sound. Ahole.
Sarei.
Hamilech. Good. Everybody, echo me, please. Ha-chazir. Ha-sheni. Asah. Bait. Eitz. Ki. Haya. Eitz. All. Yad. Ahole. Sarei. Hamilech. What does that mean? Ha-chazir ha-sheni.
The second pig,
Asah.
Made.
Beit Eitz.
A house of wood.
Ki.
Because.
There was. Eitz.
Wood.
Al yad.
Near.
Ahole.
The tents of.
Sarei.
The commanders.
The commanders of Hamilech.
The king.
So the tents of the commanders of the king or the tents of the chiefs of the king. So that last was a three-word word pair string. Herb, last sentence of the second paragraph.
Vahu.
Yashav.
Bavait.
Eitz. Echo me, please, everybody. Vahu. Yeshav. Bavait.
Eitz.
What is Vahu?
And he.
Yeshav.
Lived.
Okay. Bavait. Eitz. In a house.
Of wood.
Excellent. Third paragraph. Karen, first sentence, please.
Vahu.
Ha-chazir.
Ha-shlishi.
Zachar.
Ki.
Haya.
Zahav.
Barosh.
Heharim.
Excellent. Everybody echo me, please. Ha-chazir.
Ha-shlishi.
Zachar.
Ki.
Haya.
Zahav.
Barosh.
Heharim.
What does that mean? What is ha-chazir ha-shlishi?
The third pig,
Zachar,
remembered
ki,
that
haya,
there was
zahav,
gold,
barosh heharim,
in the head of the mountains,
or in the top of the mountains, correct? Next sentence, Becky.
Who?
Allah.
El.
Rosh.
Haray.
Hazahav.
The gum.
Lakach.
Et.
Hazahav.
Mean.
Hahar. Good. Echo me, please, everybody. Who?
Allah.
El.
Rosh.
Haray.
Hazahav.
The gum.
Lakach.
Et.
Hazahav.
Mean.
Hahar.
What does that mean in English? Who?
He.
Allah.
Went up.
El.
To.
Rosh. Harei. Hazahav.
The head of the mountains of the gold.
Good. Vagam.
And also.
Lakach.
He took.
At direct object marker, no translation. Hazahav.
The gold.
Mean.
From
Hahar.
The mountain.
Beautiful. Ms. Ravanda, next sentence, please. In Hebrew.
Who?
Avar.
Yom.
Im.
Im. That's gold, I know that.
Uh-huh.
You have to say it.
Yeah.
Hazahav.
Right, Hazahav.
El.
Sadeh. Uh-huh.
Hamelech.
And then that's the period.
Mm-hmm.
So, echo me, please, everybody.
Who?
Avar.
Im.
Hazahav.
El.
Sedei.
Hamelech.
And what does that mean? Who means?
He.
Avar.
Crossed over.
Im.
With.
Hazahav.
The gold.
El.
To
Sedei Hamelech is a word pair. Sedei Hamelech,
the field of the king.
Right, the field of the king. Good. Next sentence, Sharon.
Ha-chazir. Ha-shalishi.
Asa.
Bait. Mizahav.
Echo me, please, everybody. Ha-chazir.
Ha-shalishi.
Asa.
Bait.
Mizahav. What would that mean, Sharon? Ha-chazir ha-shalishi.
The third pig,
Asa. Made bayit,
a house,
mizahav.
From gold.
From gold. Mm-hmm. Correct. Herb, finish the paragraph for us, please.
Who?
Yashav.
Bevait.
Bevait. Hazahav. Echoing, please, everybody. Who?
Who?
Yeshav. Bavait.
Hazahav.
In English, who?
He.
Yeshav.
Lived.
Bavait. Hazahav.
In the house of gold.
In the house of gold. That is correct. Fourth paragraph. Karen, would you begin for us, please?
Gom.
Behemah.
Yashva.
Bistay.
Hamelech.
Everybody, please. Gom.
Behemah.
Yashva.
Bistay.
Hamelech. What is Gom?
Also
Behemah.
An animal.
Yashva.
Settled, resided.
Bistay Hamelech.
In the field of the king.
What kind of an animal do you suppose this is?
Probably a bad wolf.
Probably a big bad wolf, yeah. But we haven't learned the word for that yet. Chaya, bistay, sure. Okay. Next sentence.
Ha-chazir.
Ha-rishon.
Amad.
Basadeh. Echo me, please, everybody. Ha-chazir.
Ha-rishon.
Amad.
Basadeh.
Or in English, what's ha-chazir ha-rishon?
The first pig,
Amad.
Stood.
Basadeh.
In the field.
Ms. Ravanda.
Word is he.
But that's English, so who?
Ra'ah. Et.
Ha-behemah.
Vahu,
right?
Halach.
Just breaking the syllables. Ha. Bai. Ta. Right. Ha bai ta. Echo me, please, everybody. Who? Ra'ah.
Et.
Ha behema.
Vahu.
Halach.
Habaita.
What does that mean? Who means?
He.
Ra'ah.
Ra'ah is saw.
At direct object marker, no translation. Habahema.
The animal.
Vahu.
And he.
Halach.
Walked
or went. Habaita. Remember, the ah at the end means toward.
Toward, okay. Toward the house.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Or you could say, he went home.
Toward the house.
Yeah, toward the house. He's going home. Sharon, next sentence.
Who?
Yeshav.
Babayit.
Ki.
Yada.
Me.
Achal.
Chazirim.
Behemot. Achlu. Chazirim.
Right, with that exclamation mark at the end. Everybody together. Who? Yeshav. Babayit. Ki. Yada. Me. Achal. Chazirim. Behemot. Achlu. Chazirim. What's that mean? Who?
He.
Yeshav.
Sat.
Babayit.
In the house.
Ki.
Because.
Yada.
He knew.
Me.
Who?
Achal.
Eight.
Chazirim.
Pigs.
Behemot.
Animals.
Achlu.
Eight.
Chazirim.
Pigs.
Next paragraph. Herb.
Habehemah. Halcha.
Odd. Odd.
Bait.
How about Hachazir?
Hachazir.
Of course. Hachazir. Everybody should say that twice or three times a day. What comes after Hachazir?
Harishon.
Yep.
Amda.
Lifnei. Habayit. That's the end of the sentence. So everybody, please. Echo me, please.
Habehemah.
Hacha.
Odd.
Bait.
Hachazir.
Harishon.
Vahi.
Amda.
Lifnei.
Habayit. Now in English, what's Habehemah?
The animal.
Halcha.
Walked.
Odd.
As far as.
Bait. Hachazir.
The house of the first pig.
Yep, that went all the way through Harishon. Vahi.
And it.
Amda.
Stood.
Lifnei.
In front of.
Habayit.
The house.
A house. Beautiful. What happened next, Karen? I can't wait to find out what happens.
Vehi.
Amra.
Bechol.
Yom. Yep.
Achalti.
Chazir. Oh, everybody. Vehi.
Amra.
Bechol yom. Achalti.
Chazir.
What's that in English? Vehi amra. And what?
She said.
And it said, depending on your preference. B'chol yom.
And every day.
So every day. Achalti.
I eat.
I have eaten. I ate or have eaten. Chazir. A pig. So the animal, which we know to be the big bad wolf, says, every day I ate a pig. But however, Becky, what about today?
Hayom.
Ode.
Low.
Achalti.
Chazir.
Everybody. Hayom.
Ode.
Low.
Achalti.
Chazir. What's that? What's Hayom?
The day or today.
Ode.
Yet.
Low. Achalti.
I did not eat,
or I have not eaten. Chazir.
A pig.
Ooh.
Is to say, today I haven't eaten a pig yet?
Yes. Remember that English does not have to follow the order of the Hebrew words. So you could say, today I have not yet eaten a pig, or today I have not eaten a pig yet. All that is proper translation. Last sentence.
Let's see. Key.
Co.
It's co.
It's co.
Amra.
Habehemah. Huff. Yep. Echo me, please, everybody. Ko.
Amra.
Habehemah. Huff. So what's this in English? Ko. Almost read it in English. Ko.
Thus.
Amra.
Said.
Habehemah.
The animal.
Huff.
Huff.
Yep, transliterated into English. That's all. Sharon, what happens next?
Vahi.
Vahi. Amrah.
Puff.
Everybody, please. Vahi.
Amrah.
Puff. So what's that mean? Vahi.
And it.
Amrah.
Said.
Puff. What happens next, Herb?
The gum. Shalcha. Ruach. Bait.
Nope. Guess Bain. Again. Bain.
Asev. Habayit.
Echoing, please, everybody. Fagam. Shalcha.
Ruach.
Bain.
Asev.
Habayit.
Habayit.
I think I might have said Habayit. I was getting carried away. So, Vagam, Shalcha, Ruach, Bain, Asev, Habayit means what? What's Vagam?
Also.
And also, Shalcha.
It sent
Ruach.
A wind.
Uh-huh. Bain.
Among.
Asev.
The grass
of. Habayit.
The house.
Does it have to be a breath? Or does it just be sent breath or wind?
You can just say breath or wind.
Okay.
Uh-huh. If it sounds better to you. Remember, a literal transition of Hebrew is not always the best English. But what happens next?
The Habayit.
Really? Okay. The Habayit. I just had to find where I was. The Habayit.
Lo.
Amad.
Ode.
Oh, that's so sad. Everybody. Vahabait. Lo. Amad.
Ode.
What's that mean?
And the house. Did not stand. Again.
Or anymore, or any of those words. In other words, the poor house fell down.
The worst is yet to come.
The next sentence, the last sentence on page 89.
Vahabahema. Achla.
Achla.
Et.
Hachazir.
Harishon.
Everybody, please. Vahabahema.
Achla.
Et. Hachazir.
Harishon.
You're right. The worst was yet to come. What does that mean? Vahabahema.
And the animal.
Achla.
Ate.
Et doesn't get translated. Hachazir harishon.
The first pig.
Although I came to this first Hebrew class with you,
you
talked about pigs.
I know. But it's in the book. Page 90. You know what? We only have 10 seconds left. We may as well stop for the week here. Pick up next Thursday, Lord willing, on page 90 up at the top. What's that?
To be continued.
That's right.